and verse 21. 18 and verse 21. Look at it with me. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? That was the custom. Then Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times. No, excuse me. He said unto him, not unto thee unto seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But as far as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. And then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now, so you don't miss cue here, who is this? Who is it? Who is the person that owes a debt that cannot be paid? It's you. It's me. You and I owe a debt that cannot be paid. And he loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant. Now who is this? Hang on. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now, he owed over $1 million. But somebody else owed him about 3,000. And he laid hands on him and he took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. And he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Now, if you read the rest of that story, you know that what happened there. The Lord was absolutely displeased with that kind of action. And what he is saying to us is that we have been forgiven a debt that we could not pay. And we have other people around us who offend us some way minor. I mean, it couldn't be a minor offense. And we refuse to forgive them. Matthew 6, verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, let me read it so I want to make sure that we get it. For if you, or ye, it's the way the King James puts it, if you forgive men their trespasses, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Many families are broken apart because people refuse to forgive. Husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. Churches are split over Christian brothers and sisters who will not forgive. Let me leave you with this thought. I don't know how good a job I do at this, but I believe that the Lord would have us to adopt a program in our lives that I would call premeditated forgiveness. That you have your mind made up that no matter what the offense, that you are going to forgive. And do you remember what that first passage said? This is where we reach happiness. This is where we reach a place of being fulfilled. It's when we've come to that place that we forgive those folks that have committed offenses against us. The Lord used an example in the scripture that we could never meet that. We owe a price. We owed a debt that we could not meet. And yet the Lord has forgiven us. He set that example in our lives. And then he said for us to do the very same thing. Let's stand together. Brother Matt's going to come and lead us. I'm going to suggest that something has probably come to your mind. And if it has, you need to take care of it today. As we sing, you come.